Look at your neighbor and tell him you're great. Look at your other neighbor and tell him you're awesome. Now look at yourself and tell yourself you're blessed. Come on, say it again. Say you're blessed. Come on, say it again. You're blessed. Come on, look at yourself. I don't know how you look at yourself, but go ahead and figure out how to do it. And say, listen. Say, I'm full of progress. I don't want to say I'm. Say, I am. Come on, say a little louder. Say, I am full of progress. Say it one more time. I am. I can't hear y'all. I am full of progress. Say this. Say, there's nothing else in me but progress. It's all, oh. Come on. You got to believe that. How many of y'all believe it? Wave your hands at me. You believe it. Okay. I'm full of progress. I am full of progress. Ain't nothing else in there. Ain't no going back. It's all about forward. Come on, use your finger. Say it's all about forward. We never sung that version. I'm walking in power, and that's my first time hearing it. And I'm walking in power, and I'm walking heavy in power. Now the lady told us to walk, and I saw some of y'all was like, "No, get up, walk somewhere, get up out your seat." Walk somewhere. If somebody next to you ain't walking, push them out the way. Remember where your seat at, but walk somewhere. It's important. It's important to follow instructions. It's important. I'm walking heavy. Say, I'm walking heavy. Come on, say, I'm walking heavy in power. I can't hear you. I'm walking heavy in power. Come on, a little louder. I'm walking heavy in power. Walk. You see somebody ain't walking, tell them get up and walk. Walk. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. The man of God told him, rise up and walk. Shake yourself loose. Walk. Stop trying to figure me out. Just walk. We got a reason for walking. Take those steps. Make those steps. Get out of that same place. Listen to me. We too settled anyway. Settled down and sitting down. Now go find your spot. Find your spot. Go ahead. Come on, find your spot. Smile while you're on the way there. While you're walking, say, I'm walking heavy. Come on, say, I'm walking heavy in power. Keep saying it to yourself. The Holy Spirit know what he's doing, know what he's saying. He know where he's leading. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Come on, say thank you, Holy Ghost. Come on, I'm gonna give you a little time to find your spots. Listen to me. That feel good, don't it? Listen, we weren't built to be settled. We weren't built to sit in one place. We weren't designed to keep still. You may be seated. Listen, you're talking about walking in power. The name of this message this morning is the power of forward. Listen to me. The power of forward. There is power in moving forward. It is a power that we don't use because we've been confused. Listen to what I'm saying. We've been lied to. We've been told the wrong thing. We picked up everything behind us and forgot what was in front of us. There's a power in forward. The power of forward. I'll tell you where I got it from. I was I like to camp. I like to go camping. I just like to go camp. I like to go pitch a tent and go camping. It ain't no real grizzly bear camping, so not being safe places. But I like to sleep outside sometimes in a tent you know, cook over the fire and all that good stuff. So I like this. So I decided I was gonna check out some land. There's some land down the street, and we was gonna look at it and see if we can make it down there. But you know, in the land there's different pastures, and you go through different fences. And usually in the opening of the fences, sometime a couple years I've done it, and I got stuck. I would take the truck out there, and I got stuck in the mud. All right, and I would always have to go check if it's been raining or something going on. I got to make sure I can get through the pastures to where I'm trying to get to. So I got to check it out first, and I got to take the hum out there and drive through there and see if I can get through to back to the pasture that I'm trying to get to. Well, this particular time, I went out there, and I was all excited about it, and I was all confident about it. And in that particular time, I took the hum, and I said, the hole was kind of muddy, and it was kind of deep, but I said, you know what? We can take it. And I hit it, and it took me. All right, so I'm tire deep in the mud. Now, have y'all ever seen one of them Hummers? Not the Army Hummers, but the other Hummer, right? They're pretty big. The wheels are pretty big on those things. And they got some traction. I'm wheel deep in the mud. All right, so we got to figure something out. I put it in reverse, it ain't move. Put it in forward, they move. Put it in four-wheel drive, four-wheel low, you name it. I put it in all that, and I couldn't get no traction. I was stuck. So, you know, I come back down the street. I say, okay, well, thank God I had somebody down there with me. I ain't had nobody with me, so I had somebody to come get me. So someone pick me up, bring me back to church. We got to get the tractor. We'll get the tractor to pull it out. All right, so I jump on the tractor. I had to call a couple people to see how to start the tractor and all that good stuff, but we figured it out. I got it. So we rolling. So I'm down the street, bouncing down the street on the tractor, going down the street, so I'm going. And so we got a chain, we got everything, we ready to pull the hum out, right? Come on, y'all know anybody ever got pulled out of a stuck before or somebody? So I'm ready to do it. So they got the bucket on the front of the tractor, like the little bucket where you pick up dirt and all that stuff like that, your little hydraulic thing or whatever. So we got the chain and all that, so we pull up. The Hummer's facing this way. Y'all can see the Hummer's facing in front of me, and it's still stuck. So I pull up to the back of it, hook the chain up to the ball. Me and Raj and EJ was out there, so we hooked it up to the ball of the truck and make sure it was tight. Hooked it up to the bucket on the front, and so I started using the bucket and pick it up, and it was kind of lifting the Hummer up a little bit, like pulling it up and shaking it loose from the mud. So I say, Raj, hit it. I put the tractor in reverse, the bucket up. I say, Raj, hit it. We about to go. I put it in reverse. He started hitting the mud, started spinning, and I'm pulling, and I hear the tractor going, and the wheels going backwards, and I hear it going, and the bucket is pulling up and down, but we ain't making no progress. The only thing we're doing was going up and down. We wasn't really moving. And I'm like, but no, I got the tractor. I got the tractor, so the tractor is strong enough to pull it out. But for some reason, I'm sitting there, and I got it in reverse. And I'm pulling, and the wheels are spinning. But we just not going anywhere. So, you know, you can get discouraged. Well, this don't work. Well, maybe the tractor ain't strong. Now, you know the tractor's strong, but maybe the tractor ain't strong enough. Maybe we just got to get somebody else to come do it. Maybe we got to look for another way. So I stop, unhook the chain, right? Simple. Why is it simple? It's simple. Stop, unhook the chain, and just took the tractor and turned it around. So now I'm facing this way, I'm facing out, and I got the Hummer hooked to the back of the tractor. Listen to me, y'all. Y'all can listen to me. Hooked to the back of the tractor, and I just put it in drive. Right? I had to put it in low or nothing. Just put it in drive. Put the tractor in drive, and it just drug that old Hummer out of there. I mean, it wasn't no grunting, no grinding, no nothing. It was just... and pulled it on out. Now, you have to know me. If the birds start screaming too loud, I'm looking for a message. I don't. You see a couple rocks on the ground, I'm gonna see, what is that? Two together? Well, I'm looking for a message. That's how I am. That's how I'm riding. I'm looking for him. And I'm riding, and we pull the hum out. We got the hum out. And so, you know, all that's cool. And so I'm riding the tractor. I got to ride the tractor back to the front, and I hear the power forward. That's what I heard. Heard the Holy Spirit say the power of forward. He said you couldn't do nothing moving backwards. But that forward was the power. Now, go ahead and clap about it. Okay, amen. Now listen. There's a power in forward that you can't function in going backwards. Now listen to me. The tires, the first time the tires on the ain't nothing wrong with the tractor. The engine is strong, Everything is working. It wasn't sputtering or nothing. It was built to do exactly what it was built to do. There was nothing wrong with the tractor. There was wrong. Something was wrong with the position, the direction. See, many of you, your lives, the problems that you're dealing with, or the shortcomings that you have, or the lack of manifestation that you have, is not a problem with you. Ain't nothing wrong with you. But sometimes it's our positioning. Ain't nothing wrong with the word of God. Ain't nothing wrong with his plan. There's nothing wrong with his direction. Sometimes we're just in the wrong position. Maybe we're facing the wrong way. Wasn't nothing wrong with the tractor. The tractor was strong, full of gas. Everything was working like it was supposed to work. Wasn't nothing wrong. It was just a simple turnaround. I didn't have to go get nothing else, CJ. I ain't going to get nothing. Let me go get another tractor. Well, I need two more tractors to agree with me in prayer before I get. No, you don't need no more tractors. Turn around. Everybody say turn around. Come on, say it again. Say turn around. Come on, say it again. Say turn around. Stand up. Turn around real quick. Stand up. Turn around. Come on, I'm doing it for a reason. Oh, Lord, he's doing it again. Yes, I am. Shaking up your mind. Turn around. Sit down. Stand up. Turn around. Change your position. There was nothing wrong with the machinery. It was something wrong with the scenery. I'm looking in the wrong way. I'm facing in the wrong direction. Now I'm going to teach you something about you when I'm talking about this tractor. Are y'all ready for this? Now, the reason that I couldn't get any traction with the tractor, which is built for traction, is why they call it a tractor. The reason I couldn't get any traction, because if you look on the grains and how the tires are built, they're not built for this. It'll do that. It'll do this for the sake of getting out of a spot or moving out of a situation, but it's not built. Those treads on those tires are built to pull. Come on, everybody say pull forward. They were designed and built to pull forward. That's why the power was in that direction, because they were designed that way. We gotta understand our design. Now, if you look at yourself again, you realize. Physically, you're built to go forward. My eyes are here. My feet are pointed in that direction. Even if I hold my hands down, they're pointed in that direction. I can reach up here, but I can't really reach back there the same way. Are y'all understanding me? Everything is up here. My nose, my mouth, my words, my speaking, it's all in front of me. Everything is designed to go forward. Yo, the doggone car. How many of y'all rode a car here? I hope you ain't riding here on a horse. Amen. You came in a car. The car you came in, no matter what kind it is aerodynamically built to go. Yes. Yeah, Julius, I know you got a reverse in there, but that ain't for you to get to where you're going. Reverse, neutral. All that, the Prindle, right? Reverse, neutral, all that, right? Cool, God bless all those. Reverse is for you to pull out your driveway and then get to where you're going. Reverse is for you to pull out that spot, back out that spot that ain't got no pathway forward. Reverse is to back out that spot so you can turn and go where you're supposed to go. Reverse wasn't built for you to make progress. Listen to me. When the last time you drove to the mall in reverse? I'll wait. Now, here's a question. Why don't you do that? There's a specific reason. See, a lot of our answers say, I am the answer. Say it again. Say, I am the answer. See, a lot of times we looking for love in all the wrong places. You woke up with it and went to sleep with it. You know, all my job to do while I'm preaching to you is activate what's already in you. You already got it. Say, I already got it. A lot of our answers we're operating in on a daily basis, but because we're not looking for them and because we're not paying attention and we're not asking the Holy Ghost to show us what's going on with us, we don't really see it. It's very simple things, like walking, like you did not drive to this church in reverse.
That's right.
Everybody did a simple thing. You didn't pray in tongues. Did you?
No.
Lord, give me some supernatural wisdom. Nope, you got in the car, turn it on, and put it in drive. Because you know, if you ain't put that car in drive at one point, you wasn't going to make it here this morning. You're going to be watching online. Amen. Huh? Come on, come on. It's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. You didn't go through a whole bunch of rigmarole to do it. You just put it in drive and went to where you needed to go. Are you understanding me? It's funny, too, that I didn't see anybody open a door like this morning, like these double doors. I ain't seen nobody pull a door open like this and then come in like this. Look, they walking in right now. Look, they ain't doing this. You walk to your seat, you're like, ain't that simple? Ain't that a simple thing? It's a natural motion, ain't it? It's something that when you're a baby, you know, when you're a baby, you just start crawling forward. And a couple of babies be scooting backwards sometimes, but until they realize that they can't see what's over there and they run into something, right? Or they realize what they want is really over there and they can't turn around to get to it, then they start going forward. Everybody say forward. Forward. Come on, say it again, say forward. Forward. Use your hands and say forward. Forward. There's a power in forward. You are not built to be in reverse. If you're going backwards, you're defeating your creation. Let's not even say if you're going backwards, if you're dwelling on backwards. If you're thinking about, too many of us, I had a conversation with a brother the other day, and we're going to turn to Philippians 3 in a second. I had a conversation with a brother the other day. And the conversation was good, and we were talking about his children, and he wanted to get his children together, and some different things going on. And we were just having a good conversation. And throughout the conversation, then, you know, we had a good conversation, and the Holy Spirit kicks in. And he started talking. Everybody else got to shut up then. Yep. Right? Right? Amen. And the Holy Spirit revealed that everything my brother was saying, he was building his current moment off of his past. Mm. Wow. He was building his current identity and his current right now functionality. He was building his right now off of what has been. Now, I really don't care who's been doing stuff for 20 years if you ain't been doing it successfully. I really don't care how long you've been doing something if there's no progress. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I really don't care what you used to do. What have you done for me lately? Ooh, yeah. What is the new thing? I don't care that you scored 40 points last week. If you scored 2 this week, hey, bro, you got to get a little better. Y'all know that? I don't care what you used to do. You cannot build it on what's in the past. Even the phrase, I am, say it. Come on, say it again. I am. Come on, say it again. I am. Even that phrase keeps you in a current position moving forward. Many times we talk about what we was too much. Well, I used to, man, look at that. You look at the old pictures, boy, I was something else, boy. I was down, and then you start feeling bad about yourself right now. Come on, y'all know I'm telling the truth. You look at your old high school pictures, like, ooh, I was slim, look at me. Look at me, and then you look at me, then you look at yourself in the mirror and be like, I don't care about that. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't care about that. No, 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 you gotta say it like me. It's just a little strong. I don't care about that. Listen to me, there's a major deception in looking back. And the enemy wants to keep you somewhere else other than I am. He wants to keep you somewhere else other than I am, and he definitely don't want you to go to a shell. Right. So you can't go to shell until you realize I am. Are y'all understanding me? So now there's a deception there's a power in forward, and there's a deception in going backwards. You keep looking back. You keep looking at your past. Some of us still holding people in our lives for stuff they used to do. How do you expect to make progress as a couple or as a family or as an organization if you keep holding on to what's behind? I've never reached back to pull me forward. If the only way I use back to pull me forward, if I put my foot on there and push off of it. Are y'all understanding me? Come on, y'all ain't hearing me. This is this is the only thing that the back, I take it and I push off of it. I push away from it. Y'all know in the pool, you push off the side to make the progress. That's the only thing it's good for. It ain't good to dwell on. What you focus on does what? You're going to be stuck in the past. You're going to be stuck with your former sins. You're going to be stuck with that thing you did yesterday. Yesterday gone.
Yeah.
Come on. One of y'all tell me how to get back. Ain't no back to the future. Listen, what? Tell me how to get back to yesterday. You can't do nothing about it. So now what the enemy wants to do is beat you up today with yesterday. I'm talking 20 seconds ago. I'm talking y'all could have been fussing in the car a little while ago. Quiet in the house, amen. You could have got into it in the car. Get over it. You get over that so you can get on to this. You might not even be able to hear me right now if you're dwelling on something that happened in the car on the way here. Y'all see how serious that is? Dwelling on the past is a deception. Condemnation, judgment, guilt, all of that is in the past. And so you can never move on to freedom and grace. And understanding the supernatural wisdom, you can't even go there because you got these heavy weights. Lay aside every weight. Come on, that's Bible, ain't it? These weights are holding me back from the power of forward. Are y'all understanding me? So we've got to drop all these things. The scripture says, if any man be in Christ, I can't hear you. If any man be in Christ, what kind? He's a new creature. Everybody say fresh. He's a new creature, right? Watch this. He's a new creature. Then it says that it describes this really simple, right? And I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's cool. Ahead is good. Better than being behind myself. He who is, if any man be in Christ, he is a
new creature.
That means I'm not the old thing no more. I'm a new thing. That means whatever the old thing was, that's over with because I am new. Say it.
I am new.
Come on, say it again. I am new. Come on, say it. I am new. Now, I know you're still thinking about the day you walked to the altar and when you prayed the sinner's prayer and when you got born again, you count how many years that was. But if you prayed the sinner's prayer and you so-called crossed the line, but you're still living in the old circumstances, you ain't realize what was going on. If any man be in, where you got to be at?
In
Christ, not around Christ, not knowing Christ, not knowing about Christ, not familiar with Christ. You got to be
in.
If any man be in Christ, he is, not will be, not was, a new creature. Then it tripped me out one day. I'm reading it, and the Holy Spirit showed me something. He said, old things, what happened to them old things? Come on, y'all know the scripture. Come on. They passed away, and behold, all things become new. And I said, well, old things and all things, old things, all things, old things, all things. Well, all things is all things. What's all? Come on, all is all, right? Everything is everything. Like, ain't nothing outside of all, right? He said, old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. And I thought that just meant all this old stuff going to be gone, and then I got a bunch of new stuff. But what he was saying was that old thing passed away. What we call people when they die? They pass away, huh? So them old things died, and they resurrected into something new. Listen to me. I'm not saying, I want you to be clear, all right? Y'all listen to me? If you listen to me, say yeah.
Yeah.
Let's shake your head at me too. Say yeah, I'm listening. Listen. I'm not saying that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's true, right? That's Bible, right? So I'm not saying that we forget about all the things we've been through, because sometimes the victory that God gave us in that thing give us faith and strength to move forward. Amen. So that's not what I'm saying, but what I'm telling you is that old thing has resurrected into a new thing. And so now that thing has changed and been recreated and used for the will of God to move forward. But not only for me to move forward, but for me to hook them up to the back of that tractor and pull them out. Y'all robbing me right quick. Listen. It's for me to let those old things become resurrected. When I'm in that tractor, that was an old direction. Hold on. It wasn't old till I turned around, though. That thing wasn't old till I decided to turn around. Before I turned around, that was the direction. When I turned around, that positioning became old. Listen, but I still, oh, Lord Jesus, listen. My, the way I was positioned changed, right? But I was still at that in that spot to pull that tractor out. I couldn't drive off and go nowhere else because I wasn't going to get the tractor out. Listen to me. So I had to turn around right there, though. See, some of y'all think y'all need to relocate and move over here and do this. And do, no, just turn around where you at. If I was y'all, I would go home to your house, and if you don't like the way things going on, get up there as soon as you walk in and turn around. Just for your mind. Are y'all understanding me? Anything that's not working, anything that's not functioning right, anything that's not going like this word of God said it's supposed to go, if it's not going that way, turn around. So now I had to, this old thing, it was an old thing, but I had to turn around and let it become a new thing. In Christ. Everybody say in Christ. Come on, say it again, say in Christ. Come on, say it again, say in Christ. In Christ, that old thing becomes a new thing. Y'all know, now I ain't gonna take you down memory lane because I'm talking about it right now, but y'all know where you come from. You know that foolishness you was all caught up in. You know that craziness that you was doing and what you was in and what you was caught up in, and you wasn't making no doggone progress. You know it, don't you? Then when I see the light, I follow the light. When I see the light, I walk out the dark. And although, you know, you are, listen. Who you are right now is a culmination of everything that's been going on with you. All right? The experience is an important thing. Right. Listen to me well. I believe Paul was used so much in the Bible because he was Saul before.
Right.
We can say that about apostles. He'll tell you the same thing. I believe that the life before that was recreated gave him an unction for what's coming ahead.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Saul was a master of the law. He knew the law better than most of the other Pharisees. Matter of fact, he was a Pharisee. The only thing about Paul, he took it to another level. He was a murdering Pharisee. Paul said, I'm about to kill them all. They trying to talk about something else and being free and talk about some kind of grace and they free through Jesus. Nope, you better get that book. Look at the law. If you ain't got that book, murder. Paul took it to another level. Y'all understand? Saul. Until on his road to Damascus. Until he had an experience. Hold on. I'm going to say something specific. I'm not about to say experience with God. Until he had an experience with Jesus. I'm saying it for a reason like that. It wasn't until Saul had an experience, and an experience was kind of, he knocked, Paul was going in a direction. He was headed. How many of y'all know that story? Y'all know that story? You don't know that story, go read your Bible. Listen, he's headed in a direction to go kill some other people. I'm going to clear this city up of them doggone Jesus believing Christians. He's headed in a direction. And so I understand now the story. I understand why the light had to shine and knock him off his beast. Because I gotta knock you off that direction. Y'all ain't hearing me, y'all not hearing me. I gotta knock him off that direction he going in already. I had to, sometimes, y'all better pay attention. Everybody say pay attention. Come on, say pay attention. Sometimes when you fell on your behind or you got knocked down or that thing came against you or hit you real hard or knocked you off the progress that you thought you was making so good, sometimes that was the light knocking you off your horse. Don't go that way. A lot of times, sometimes that's the light showing up, knocking you off the horse, telling you, yo, listen, I know this way look good, but this ain't the one for you. And the only way to get to your head is got to knock you off the horse. Anybody ever fell off a horse before? Some of y'all ain't ever fell, so you don't know what I'm talking about. I've fallen off a horse before. I've got bucked off a horse, all right? It ain't no joke. When you hit that ground ain't moving. If it's you or the ground going to win. Had to knock him off his beast. I'll sit down. Had to knock him off his beast to get him off of that direction. With the light. Then Paul, smart man, first thing he said, who art thou, Lord? He ain't looking around talking about what's going on with me. Who art thou, Lord? And he was very, he said, I'm Jesus. I don't want you to think nothing else. I'm Jesus, because that's what they were preaching. He was killing the people that were preaching Jesus. So he said, I'm Jesus, I'm the one you're persecuting. Now, because of the power of the knockdown, I can imagine, I use my imagination when I'm reading these scriptures, right? I don't just take them and be like, well, yeah, no. I see him, the light of a knock you off of something? No, all right, light knocked him off a beast. The force of the knockout from the light and the voice, right? He started answering right. Like all of a sudden, Paul like started answering the right question. First thing he said, who art thou, Lord? That's the right one. That's the right one. Then when the Lord told him who he was, he said, well, what wilt thou have me to do? Listen. There were no other discussions, no other questions. There were no other explanation. Well, how I'm supposed to do it? No, he didn't ask none of that. Who art thou, Lord? Okay, I got you. Okay, that's you? All right, that's you. I believe in you. At that minute, he became a believer. Then the next question, what you want me to do? So you, for a minute, and the Bible be talking about you. The Bible's a story about you. So if it's talking about you, then find you in that scripture. So when I get knocked, when I get stopped sometimes, when things, right? Oh, Lord, so you got to get find the light. Where's Jesus located in that situation? Come on, sit down. Where's Christ located in that? Got to find the light. All right? Got to see the light. Are you understanding me? Then when I get there, I got, what wilt thou have me to do? I found out something about the disciples. Can I tell y'all a quick story about the disciples? I was reading about the disciples, and I hit them asking Jesus questions. And they asked questions a lot. You know, they asked, you know, Lord, increase our faith. Sound like a pretty good question, huh? Lord, teach us how to pray. And then we got to the Our Father prayer, right? Sound like a pretty good question, right? Then they get to talking. I guess they got big-headed. Lord, which one of us going to be the greatest? And I hear them asking all these questions, and I never heard them ask Jesus, what's your will? I never heard him ask him, what do you want to do? What's your plan? What is the desired result that you're trying to accomplish? Because you're going to get more from the Lord and more from the Father by asking what his will is and asking for you to do something. Amen. Teach me to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. Remember he said that? They said, Lord, teach us to pray. And the first thing he started talking about, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Right? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. That's the first part of prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy way of doing things, come, and thy will be done in earth. In other words, thy will. When you're praying, you don't need to ask nothing else but the will. The Bible talks about asking, not just a little side note, but asking, but he's talking about asking amiss. All right, can we be honest? If y'all gonna be honest with me, say yeah. Yes. Well, no, say it a little louder like we were screaming a little earlier. You gonna be honest? Yeah, okay. Just make sure you're gonna be honest. How many of y'all had never prayed a prayer before and didn't get no answer? Raise your hand or I'm going to make you say another one right now because I'm about to answer it for you. Put your hands down. How many of y'all prayed a prayer and started saying all the different stuff you wanted to say, but something ain't come through? Come on. Ain't nothing wrong with praying. Maybe you ain't praying the right way. I heard Apostle say that the other day in ministers' conference. He said, sometimes you're on the wrong side of the scripture. Right. He started talking about that you can fast the right way and fast the wrong way. Just like your car is on the road and you can go in either direction. Right. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
The will. Lord, what will thou have me to do? Immediately at that point, he's asking for direction. What do I need to do? And then, of course, I can keep going in the story, and I ain't got time to go all the way into the story. But from that moment, Jesus turned Saul into Paul and turned him around. Now, here we go. Paul, I took Weston Seal when I was at LSU, and Paul, they said the two most important people in Christianity was Jesus and then Paul. Paul began to preach. Most of the New Testament you're reading is Paul. And Paul became pretending that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering. Go to Philippians 3 right quick. We're going to see what Paul is saying. Paul began to preach in a certain way because Paul was turned around.
Gotcha.
Are y'all understanding me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Philippians chapter 3. And y'all know these scriptures, but just I always tell y'all, can y'all drop your revelation real quick? You know, say, yeah, I got that one in the name. No, you don't. I'm about to tell you something new. Just calm down. Read the scripture. Philippians chapter 3. I want to start at verse 7. And I can start at verse 1, but just for the sake of time, I'm going to start at verse 7. But what things were the gain to me? Those I counted loss for Christ. Yeah, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I am suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Y'all see that? Verse 9, and be found in him, any man be in Christ, right? Any man be in Christ, right? That I may be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith, through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now, right there, I'm showing you old and new right there. I'm showing you backwards and forward. Law, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus set me free and made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death was holding me back. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus empowers me to move forward. Are y'all understanding me? With the law of sin and death, the way the old law was before Jesus came, before he empowered us to do it, we weren't doing nothing but holding ourselves back from a bunch of stuff. Now, oh Lord, now Jesus has enabled the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Jesus and the power of Christ on the inside of us and us being in that has empowered us to hurdle those things. That's what I saw. Let me just say what I saw. Before we was holding ourselves back because if you go in that thing, you're going to get in trouble because you ain't got no power to fight that. And now Jesus has empowered us to hurdle them, or if we got to go through them, we just go through. Are y'all with me? Is it making sense to you? Amen, 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 amen. Listen, so now we're in verse 10, you read. Ready, read. Verse 11, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Verse 12, not as though I've already attained. Are y'all seeing that? Not like I already had it or already attained it or that old thing or now I'm bragging about what I did for the last 15 years. Not as though I've already attained, either were already perfect. But I, what's that word? What's that word? Follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am also, that I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Are y'all seeing that? Verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. How many things he did? What did he come out? Look at it. Look at the scripture. This, I don't act like nothing else. I don't act like, you know, cool. We raised him from the dead yesterday. Cool. What are you doing today? Because if you forgot you had the power, then you ain't got no power. Are y'all understanding me? Come on, everybody say the power of forward. Come on, say it again. Say the power of forward. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. And what am I doing? Come on, do it. Use your hand. Come on. I'm reaching forth. Forth, forward. I'm reaching forth. Unto those things which are. Now, before is a very peculiar word if you pay attention to it. It's a very peculiar thing, and it can mean a couple things depending on your connotation and your perception. Because before could mean what happened before now. But before also means what's before me. What before me. What before me. Now, here's a question. What before you looking at? It's spelled the same way, B-E-F-O-R-E, before. Now, if you're facing that way, then you're looking at what happened before, and are you still complaining about what happened before and what such and such did to you and what was going on before and what happened in the past. Now you in the past before. Or you can turn around and look to what's before you. What before you? You're not going to get what before you. I'm talking bad English, I understand. Listen. But just let me talk like I want to talk, okay? You're not going to get what before you. No, y'all ain't catching me. I didn't say what's before. Two words, before, right? You're not going to get what before you if you don't turn in the right direction. Oh, y'all don't like that one, huh? Okay, cool. You're not going to get, let me say it in proper English. You're not going to get what is for you. Even the statement before, that means it already is and it's in front of you. It be. Everybody say be. Come on, it be already. Say it. Y'all talk y'all bad English. Come on. Say it be already. It be. What you been asking about and praying about and all that different stuff? It be already. Listen, some of y'all looking believing God for some healing. It be already. It be already. Some of y'all looking for financial, it be already. Some of y'all looking for promotion or whatever, it be already. Some of y'all looking for mates, it be already. It already is. It be already, but it's before you. It be for you, but it's before you. All right, question. Do you want more money than you got right now? Yes. You better answer me right now. I don't know why we. Yes, sir. I be playing them games, man. Calm down, bro. Do you? Want more money than you have right now. Okay, so let's just be done with that. Let's just understand it. Do y'all understand that? You say, yeah. Do you want more? All right, so the statement that I want more means that I don't have more now. Can we own up to that, right? That means where I am now is not quite where I want to be or where I'm going to be, but I want more. So that means wherever I am right now is a product of what was that before. Behind me, right? Right. So I'm y'all just got to listen, right? So what before you in your future that's already created for you if you would just walk in the power of forward. What be already for you. All right, seek ye first the kingdom of God is righteous and all these things shall be added. It is already set up for you. Listen to what shall. Yeah, thank you. Shall means forward. Shall be at, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. It already be for you. You get it? But it's not before you. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? I need to say it again. It's already, it be for you, like it's in front of you. It already is. Right? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord of hosts. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. And it's all about to give you an expected end. I already know. I already got it set up, all right? Before you was formed in the belly, I knew you. Before you came out, I had all this stuff set up. It wasn't for you to be wondering. I really wanted your mind totally dedicated to me. I really never told you how to figure nothing out, no way. I in doubt shall figure out what to do with this. That ain't a scripture. Thou shalt discuss and have discussions and explanation and dissertations. That ain't in there. My design was really for your mind to be totally on me. So what be already? God know the thoughts. I already the danger. I knew who you already. What be is for you. What be for you is already before you. But it didn't happen before you. So why could it be that I don't get the things that be for me? Are the progress that I'm trying to make because I keep looking behind me. Come on, y'all. Amen. I want you to do something real quick. I want you to do something. And do this. You got to watch yourself. See, one of the things we have to do, there's an apostle, man, is constantly training us. Yes, and you need to pay attention. Yes. Everybody say pay attention. Yes. You need to pay attention. My mother always says this. She said, if you take one CD and listen to it over and over again, it'll change your life. And we were talking, and she said, I just don't think people are listening enough. Right. We were just having a conversation. She said, I don't think they go back and listen to the CDs. Right. Quiet in the church. Amen. I don't think they go back and listen to it over and over again. And I don't know what you're here for right now. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you think you're doing when we come here together and assemble and this normal place become a special place. I don't really know if you understand what you're doing when we come here to get this training. You need to understand what's going on. And see, there's some stuff in you that is holding you back from the stuff before you. Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, I want everybody in the house to say amen real loud.
Amen.
And the reason I say, because I want you to own up to it. You got to have an action to own up to it. There's some stuff in you that's weighing you down from what's before you. And so when you come here and when you come to, and it's not every church. I can't say it's every church because I can't speak for every church. I don't know what everybody's preaching, but I know what's going on here.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Right? Yes. And I understand when you come here, it's my son, you are clean through the word. I'm cleaning that old weight out of you and all that other stuff that's holding you back from what's really before you. I'm really trying to propel you in the right direction. So when the man of God comes and ministers, or when somebody comes and ministers and ministers a true word to you, what that is doing is wrecking your mind.
Yes.
It's breaking up all that stuff in there that's got the wrong connotation. Are y'all listening to me? It's breaking up all that stuff in there that's holding you back and changing your mind. It's getting you. So here's what I want you to do. And you have to do this on a consistent basis. It's not about doing things one time. It's about doing things consistently all the time. Are y'all listening to me? So you have to really watch your mind. You got to watch your mind. You got to watch your words. The Bible says, by thy words thou justified, by thy words you are condemned. Death to life and the power of. Yo, no, ain't the tongue. It ain't the tongue. By your words, own up to it. You can't, listen, can't nobody speak a word over you if you ain't speaking a word over yourself. Matter of fact, if somebody do speak a word over you and it got to be a word from the Lord, they speak a word over you, you speak the same word and don't say nothing else. You know, he closed, I forgot who mouth that was, he closed his mouth up. Made him dumb so he couldn't talk.
Right.
Just so he couldn't say nothing crazy. Sometimes, I wish the Lord. Sometimes I wish he could do it to some of us. Oh, no, you don't like that one, huh? Because you won't talk, huh? Listen, I don't mind you talking, just talk the right thing. I don't mind your conversation. Just make sure it's conversion. Are y'all listening to me? Make them be quiet. So you got to check your mind. You got to watch your mind and see what's going on. See how much of your conversation is yesterday. I don't care what they did. Cool. Okay, are you going to keep crying about that? Or are you going to forgive? Forgive. Like forward. All those words have that F-O-R in there. Forward. Or are you going to let it go? You talking about what somebody did to you in 1985. How long that's been gone? Come on, bro. Like, come on, y'all. Hey, come on, bro. Come on. Like, yo. Why are we still in 19? You ain't dressing in 1985. I don't think. Look y'all over, right? Why you getting new clothes? Why you want that 2017 whatever? Huh? Why you want a new house? Why you want new? You get new first. Your life is a product of you. Your life is a product of you. You get new, all things get new. So you got to sit at home, listen, you got to sit down and watch your conversation, watch your words, watch how you're thinking. That old stuff going to try to creep up. This is why your mind, let this mind be yours in Christ Jesus. This is why your mind got to consistently be on Christ. Listen to me. Because there's always something new and always something fresh that he's trying to reveal. And if you're not getting that revealed to you, something old is going to creep up. The Bible talks about a little bit of folding our hands and a little bit of slumber. And it says, so shall poverty come upon you. That means it actually caught you because you slowed down. Wow. This is what I'm trying to tell you. There's power in forward. You keep moving forward. Y'all understanding me? You keep going forward towards the thing God got for you. You keep moving forward because the moment that you stand still, something can come upon you. Right now, at this specific moment, right now, and I know you don't feel it, you don't feel the rumble, but right now the earth is moving forward in a certain direction. Even the way that it's moving forward in that certain direction is the thing that's keeping us in these seats and we're not flying in the air. It's called gravity. It's keeping me solid and on the ground because of the way the earth is moving forward in a certain direction. Right now, at this specific moment, it's happening. Everything is built to go forward. But nothing built to go backwards. If God wanted to go backwards, he'd have let us go back some days. He'd have set it up and say, okay, now we're going back over here. He didn't build it for that. Nothing was built that way. You weren't built that way. You're not built to be in the past. You're not built to be behind. Are y'all understanding me? You're not built to be in the old thing. And so now I got to check my mind to find out what is this old wine in me? Why is it this new thing that God is trying to do in me, through me, and for me, contaminated? Come on, you want to eat and put some old rice with that new rice. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That old rice, you know where it's at. You can pick it out while you're chewing because it's hard. I'm going to chip your tooth, huh? That old. Don't nobody want nothing old stuff, old stuff. Nobody don't want that. You don't even mix the old with the new because it's going to mess the new up. Yeah. Put some old bell bottoms on with your new blouse. Your outfit is shot. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You ever seen somebody just clean? They clean. They dress head, neck to ankles, they clean. You know what I'm saying? Neck to ankles, right? But they got them old shoes on. And it just messed the outfit up. You know, they say the women, they look when they see a man, they look at his feet first. And try to see if his shoes clean. See how I see, right? Y'all know they all laughing. Come on, y'all ladies can laugh. I know he don't keep his shoes clean, his shoes dirty. I don't care what kind of shirt he got on, his shoes dirty. Them old shoes, throw them old shoes away. Throw them old clothes away. Oh, the spring cleaning, full spring. Throw them old clothes away. Get that old stuff out of there. Stop, listen. Y'all got them old clothes in that closet, and you say, I'm going to get back into this. No, it's over. Hey, it's over. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on, do your hand. Say it's over. Come on. Y'all don't want to do it. It's over. It's over. Forgetting the former things. It's over. As soon as you realize it's over, You trying to lose weight in the future with a past example. Come on, people, amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Don't that make sense? Come on, don't it make sense? And don't it make no sense to do it like we've been doing it? Come on, just when y'all leave out and we dismiss the day and y'all leave out, just get up and don't turn around and just walk backwards out to the car. It don't make no sense. No sense. There's a power in forward and you walk in it every day, but it doesn't translate to your spirituality.
Right.
It doesn't translate to your mentality. It doesn't translate to your decision making. We're in verse 10. Verse 11 or something. Over 14. Y'all ready for that one now? We ain't ready for 14. 14, let's go. Let's read it then. Ready, read.
I press
toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Where? Where is that?
In Christ.
Say it again. In Christ Jesus.
In Christ.
So I press towards. I don't press back to. I done forgot all those things because everything about Jesus is in front of me.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody say forward.
Forward.
Come on, say it again, say forward.
Forward.
Come on, say it again, forward.
Forward.
Come on, say there is power,
power
in forward.
Forward.
Even when, I got a couple things I want to tell you before my time run out. Even when one of our main jobs as Christians is to allow our light to shine so bright that we give others light and that we're able to pull others out of the darkness. Y'all listen to me. So even when our forward is important, not just for you and your personal progress, and praise God for that, because you got to love your neighbor as you love yourself, so something got to happen to you before it happens to somebody else, before you can bring it to somebody else, amen?
Right.
But even when pulling somebody out, when I had that tractor, I was doing like this. Put your phone up, push that up. I was doing like this. Stand up. Face that way. I was doing, he stuck. And I was doing like this. Don't move. And I was trying to pull him out backwards. And even if I would have got him out, we'd have kept going like this and I'd have tripped. Anybody ever ran backwards before and tripped?
Yeah.
Then I'd have failed. Then I'd have been in the mud. Somebody got to come get both of us.
Right.
So I was steady trying to pull him like this. Sometimes we do this. Listen, sometimes we do this. Sometimes we do this with our children. Sometimes we do this with people that we meet. And we're so busy turning around telling them, look at you and this 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 that, and you don't get no progress.
Right.
I remember for years and years, people come and say, oh, Montreal, can you talk to my child? Can you talk to my such and such? Can you talk to my such and such? And sometimes I had progress, sometimes I didn't. And the only reason was because I'm trying to do like this and lead them out, but they're not going to get led by me because I ain't bring them in here. They ain't got my DNA. They got yawn. That thought process probably come from you. You better let that old thing pass away. And so instead of doing like this, if I would turn around and say, yo, because I got more power moving forward than I do going backwards. So now it has everything to do with my delivery with another. Are y'all understanding me? Sometimes you this and this and that, and you don't do like that, and you don't never think, and you don't never listen, and you don't be praying. How much you praying, mama? Y'all want amen me right now. How much you studying the word, daddy? Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I am where I am right now. Let me tell you why I do this with such passion. Listen, everything I am is because of that man that came before me. Listen to me. Listen. He never had to come get me and run me down and bring me to church. Not one time in his life, me, my brother, my two brothers, my sister, ain't never had to come get us. You know, talking about preacher kids the worst. No, I ain't taking that one. We broke the mold. We broke that one today. So you ain't never had to come run me down talking about, you gotta, come on. You need to go to church, boy. You need to love the Lord. People that have been here for a long time know they ain't never had to run us down to come to church. But why is this? Because the example that's before us was just doing what the Lord told him to do. And because of the example, because Jesus thought, my Bible there. Forget it. Yeah, thank you. I got my phone. John 13, 15. Go. Quick. Leaders lead by example. Leaders lead from the front. Leaders lead by going forward. That's why as a leader and a follower, got to be following the leader going forward. Listen, now, I ain't got time to go read this because you need to go read your own Bible.
Right.
You need to spend time today, whatever you're doing today, and pick it up. I hope this turns you on a little bit more. For I've given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Now, this Jesus talking, if you look in your Bible, it's in a good color. It's red.
Yeah.
Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
But before this, and I ain't got time to go there, before this, Jesus shows up, and he with the disciples, and he bring out the water.
Right.
And he started washing the disciples' feet.
Yeah.
He break out the water and start washing their feet.
Right.
No. They need to be washing Jesus' feet. No. Jesus said, nope.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Are y'all seeing me?
Yes,
start washing the feet. And then Peter started, Peter always think he's super religious. I think he's more spiritual than the rest of them. You going to wash my feet too, Jesus? No, Jesus, you're not going to wash my feet. He said, nope, this got to be done. Let me do what I do. And then he gets to this verse and said, for I have given you an example that ye should do
yes,
as I have done
yes,
See, most of our witnessing hadn't been witnessing nothing because we've been turning around talking to people instead of leading people. And the only reason we don't lead them is because we don't move
forward. Yep. That's right.
Are y'all understanding me?
Yes,
there's a power in moving forward, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set. That's powerful, man. Amen. Stand on your feet.